You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. It's my pleasure now to welcome to Dateline Washington the ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, Michigan Congressman Dave Camp, a Republican who also represents the Great Lakes State's 4th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on this budget unveiling today by the Obama administration for what is clearly the largest budget blueprint ever. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, a lot to digest here with a budget blueprint that calls for anywhere from about $3.5 to $4 trillion in spending over the next fiscal year and looking into the future. What jumps out at you more than anything else as you comb through this here on day one?
Well, probably overall is the budget itself that, you know, increases spending pretty dramatically in a recession. And I just think a lot of people, experts and others, think that's just not an advisable path to go down. And probably the other thing is that taxes are going to increase on everybody, because this budget assumes energy taxes. And, of course, energy taxes mean the gasoline we put into the cars we drive, the electricity we use to heat to light our homes, and certainly the fuel we use to heat our homes. And that just is going to pervade every part of our economy and hit families very, very hard. And it's not just a tax on the wealthy. That's going to be a tax on everybody. And so to tax energy to that extent at this time in a recession, again, just doesn't seem like the right track.
We talked about this a little bit earlier in the program as well. What kind of energy cost increases are we looking at?
Well, it could be as much as $1.27 per gallon of gas, almost a 70% increase in electricity rates. And these are estimates from both EPA and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. So these aren't my numbers. These are numbers from people who really examine this stuff. But I think that is a real wet blanket over the economy, not that we don't already have one already, especially in Michigan. So when being from Michigan, the highest unemployment in the country, these are going to be job-killing taxes, job-killing spending, and not to mention what this will do to small business. I think small business is going to be the beginning and the engine that really gets us out of this depression and recession, I mean. And That's going to be hurt because of the taxes that are going to go up there. I think that's a huge problem. Now, the last thing that I saw that just to give an item in the mind that I got in all the attention is what they've done to charitable contributions. They're actually penalizing folks who make charitable contributions by taking away or eroding the deduction. And in a recession, we need charitable giving. We need the Salvation Army, Habitat for Humanity, food banks. We need those organizations to be receiving cash contributions from American taxpayers. So to take away that deduction at this time, I hope the Democrats don't support that.
Congressman, I know that during the stimulus debate, House Republicans, and I know you were intricately involved in this, putting together an alternative package. It obviously never made it to the floor because the Democrats control the agenda. But what would be the Republican alternative to the budget priorities we saw today from the new administration?
The first point is, I don't know whether they'll let us present it, but we can certainly let the American people know we have an alternative, and we will come up with an alternative budget. I think certainly one that tries to restrain spending in a recession, tries to incentivize job creation in the small business sector, really tries to help with investment. And, you know, the investment taxes they raise in here not only hurt the quote-unquote investors, but many senior citizens rely on those provisions for their well-being. So I think what we want to make sure is we try not to come up with a budget that will hurt in key areas that we're trying to see recovery in.
Congressman, I know you don't want to necessarily ascribe motives to the Democratic strategy here, but do you believe there's simply a fundamental difference in how to dig our way out of a significant recession, or do you believe the majority simply sees this as an opportunity to do what they've wanted to do in some of these programs for a long time?
Well, they're doing a lot of things that have been around, knocked around for decades, and they're really kind of going back to some of these old policies. I think what's breathtaking about this budget is the scale to which they're going back to some of these old policies. I think that's going to be a part of the debate as we move ahead, just the scale of this. And in an economic downturn, I think this is the time to show some restraint, not massive increases.
The budget blueprint is just kind of the start of the budget process for the coming fiscal year. Explain the process a little bit for our listeners and how Republicans, if at all, can adjust and or even significantly change the final result.
Well, this is, in fact, the blueprint that the president put out. We'll get much more budget detail as time goes forward. Usually there's a vote in the House and the Senate to approve or disapprove the budget. If those are different, it will go to conference, and ultimately there'll be a budget resolution passed. Now, that's not necessarily a binding resolution, but that then sets really the parameters for all of the committees of the Congress and certainly the Appropriations Committee to meet the needs of the country. And you know, we agree there are needs that we have to face. We've got unprecedented unemployment. We have certainly the housing crisis we're trying to work our way through. Real serious concern. But let me just say on a bright note, today there was a bipartisan agreement on trade adjustment assistance, which is training and unemployment for those who have lost their jobs as a result of trade, which has been, to understand that there are some positive things happening in the Congress. I think this was a very important step forward to make sure that our workers get the training they need to be really active participants in our economy in the future.
Last 30 seconds here, Congressman. I know you're headed back to your district. What have your constituents had to say to you so far about the economic approach of this new administration and this current Congress?
Well, I think they're certainly watching, and they understand that folks are hurting and that we need to try to find a way to get us out of the economy. But as I left this week early to attend the White House Fiscal Responsibility Summit, I would mention that to many people that I saw. They often wondered why we didn't do the fiscal responsibility before the stimulus plan. So I think they're still watching. I think they're hoping for the best. And obviously, I want to see our country succeed. I want to see this administration succeed. But it can't be at the expense of just doing anything. I think we've got to really look carefully at what we're doing and present our alternatives as they are and be prepared to explain and defend those.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Great of you to spend some of your day with us, sir. Thank you.
No, thank you. Take care, Greg.
Michigan Congressman Dave Camp represents his state's 4th congressional district. He's also the ranking Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee. This is Dateline Washington. We'll be right back.